Hey, thank you so much for taking this time to listen to the official launch episodes of The Positivity Effect. My deepest desire is that you walk away from each episode feeling uplifted and positive. I hope that through this show, you find peace within yourself to recognize that you have something great within you. This podcast, it's tailored for you, the individual who wants more out of life, who feels that they were meant for greatness, but feels stuck in some way. Listen in each week to gain insights on positivity and optimism through an inspiring and transparent interview. Like Mahatma Gandhi once said, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." Even in dark moments, we can refocus our thinking on things like compassion, gratitude, and empathy to see the beauty in life. Through these moments of reawakening, we must use that energy to provide hope and support for others. Because when we're stuck, when we're in a dark and difficult time, we will have others by our side lifting us up as well. To improve your life in the areas of health, wealth, love, happiness, it begins with the mind. Together, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. Together, we can be the positivity effect. A little background about me. For those that know me, I seem like a very outgoing and easygoing guy, but that wasn't always the case. Talking on the point of my life when I was in high school, through fear of performance and acceptance that most kids experience in the traditional schooling systems, I dove inwardly a lot. I was really inside my own head. I coped with difficult social situations by being a follower and not always following my heart. As a result of this, I was often very shy in many situations. Now, there's nothing wrong with a healthy dose of shyness. It's just I knew I was shy for the wrong reasons. I was shy because I didn't believe in myself, nor did I have enough confidence in myself to socially connect with people on a deep level without fear of what they thought about me. When I started my undergraduate degree in college, I went because I thought it was just the next step in the natural progression of things. Now, don't get me wrong, college played an integral part in the development of who I am as a person today, and I am eternally grateful for the people that made that happen. I'm just saying, when I first started out, I was a little unfocused. But who isn't when they're a 17-year-old? College was where I really started to let go of my fears about what people thought about me. In high school, I was always a compassionate and loving person, but socially, I kind of skated through, not really latching on to one group in particular. I tried to fit in with everyone for fear of what they might say about me when I wasn't around. Now, I had my close friends who cared about me, but I was really trying to please too many people. And maybe I was trying to please the wrong people. And there was people in my life who I probably should have been paying more attention to. It was through the process of a lot of self-introspection that I was able to free myself of this quote-unquote group identification nonsense that we all go through. I finally had the freedom to just be who I was destined to be. When I started out in college, through some very heartfelt advice, I chose accounting and general business as my major. However, I quickly realized it wasn't the path for me. My brother Mike always told me, "Just follow your heart, Tom. Do what you love to do, and the money will follow." Through further introspection, many sleepless nights, conversation with loved ones, and the realization that I wanted to help people in some aspect medically, I came across audiology, which is the short version of the story, by the way. So audiology is the field of identifying, diagnosing, and rehabilitating hearing loss and balance disorders. Through my studies, I met so many people who were compassionate about helping others with their hearing. And for the first time in my life, I really 100% felt truly accepted for who I was. Not to mention, I found out that I had a permanent mild hearing loss from the music that I've been playing throughout the years. In the process of figuring out my path professionally and growing as an individual, I also met the love of my life, my fiance, Jen. Jen has a beautiful soul, and she has taught me what it means to really connect with others on a deep level. Fast forward 7 years, and I just feel truly blessed to have her in my life. Now, through all this, I started a private practice in audiology right out of school with the help of some very close friends, and it would have not been possible without them. I made some new deep connections, I strengthened some old ones, and now I'm here sharing this podcast with you. I can attribute my positive mindset, my thinking, to many people in my life who have helped in different ways and at different times in my life. The list is very long, and you all know who you are. So this podcast was really birthed out of this idea of the power of positive thinking and the ripple effect it can have on others. Did you ever notice when you're at work, at a party, somewhere where there's a social gathering, and someone walks into the room, that you can feel the energy that they're emanating? You can sense whether they're feeling positive or negative. They don't even have to open their mouth. You just get that sixth sense. You could pick it up from their body language. Not to get too metaphysical, but isn't it so true that their energy just affects the entire vibe in the room? Now, that's my goal for myself and for all of us together. Let's be that positive energy. You know, and this show is what it really talks about, things like that. We're also going to dive into things that are bigger than just one person individually, like global initiatives and nonprofits and ways we can help collectively lift each other up on this beautiful planet that we call Earth. Like you'll hear in the first interview I have with Angus Nelson, he says, beauty is in the brokenness. You know, we have to be comfortable with ourselves in our brokenness so that we can step outside of the brokenness and step into a place of beauty and impact. For those that know me in 2015, I'm a very outgoing and loving guy, and I'm continually looking for ways to give back. If I'm not helping someone with their hearing, you could find me strumming my guitar and singing at my local church. Also, many know me as the guy who gets everyone dancing at parties. My official hashtag is #TomAtWeddings. I just love helping others have fun and loosen up and feel good about themselves. I think I do that because I struggled with it a lot growing up. And let's be honest, we owe it to ourselves to feel good. We have to be selfish about that, because when we feel good, others around us feel good. It's truly a synergistic effect. The positivity effect. My goal is for anyone out there that's listening, you too can be in a place of abundance in any aspect of your life. Just remember, it starts with your mind. Build a strong mindset of positivity, and it will impact your life in more ways than you can imagine. It may seem difficult at first, but just keep surrounding yourself with positive messages and people like the ones that will be on this show. As the late Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. My dream is that each and every one of you listening lead a life of impact, where you build up others indirectly by the deep, enriching ways you live out your own lives. So enough about me. I just wanted to share a little bit about who I am, since you'll be hearing from me each week, and that totally wouldn't be cool to leave you wondering, who the heck is this guy? I hope you enjoyed this little intro, and if you enjoyed it, please keep on listening. I have some awesome interviews lined up for you. The first interview is with Angus Nelson. Angus helps businesses create a thriving and collaborative environment of empowerment and impact through the transparent way he lives his own life. This transparency spills over into how he consults with his clients, like Uber and Airbnb, to help them uncover things like empathy and compassion and build it into their culture of business. Then you'll hear the chat I had with Jessica Leahy. Jessica is a New York Times best-selling author of The Gift of Failure, How the Best Parents Learn to Let Go So Their Children Can Succeed. Next, you'll hear an interview I had with Jeffrey Smith, who served in the United States Air Force for 20 years. Jeff now has a podcast called Vroom Vroom Veer, where he has conversations about what he likes to call the roads differently traveled. He believes that every veer, or a changing course towards something else, has a silver lining. He invites his listeners to remember to look for the blessings in disguise. To wrap up this week, an interview with a close personal friend of mine, Mr. Glenn Drews. Glenn is a professional jazz trumpet player who has played in many diverse professional settings. He has even been the guy behind many of the sound effects for the popular children's TV show Sesame Street for the last 17 years. I brought Glenn on because he is a super positive guy, and I think we can all learn a little something from a jazz musician. So please check back every Sunday as well, where myself and a close friend of mine, Ted, who I will introduce on the first Sunday show, will have a little casual fireside chat about the past week. The first Sunday episode will be on November 29th, and it'll feature these four guests that I just outlined. Going forward, there will only be one guest per week. Ted is currently going through college, so it'll be interesting to listen to his perspective of everything that he hears and also what he picks up from the show. So please subscribe to the newsletter and write to me, because every Sunday I will also highlight a story of compassion that a listener shares with me. So thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world to me. I'm so excited to finally get the positivity effect out to you. I'll see you on the first interview.